This is Dr. Vajrakar Panaskar report, patient Latisha Papa. Date of birth is 3/39/1976. Indication procedure was abdominal pain, GERD, bloatiness, postprandial pain, discomfort. This is repeat endoscopy because the previous endoscopy cannot be complete because patient retained food in the stomach. And physician again back to you and decided Dr. Nelson Bishop Officer Blood Pressure Pashami Kalagan Dr. Shijri Biopsy Instrumental Lumpus Series for Pusher Packet Sign but Fisher Bishop Blair after I guess the region machine for carry pass a first having the injection pass the bone was drawn second back to exam which should do in the SMR is grown. Night is bias response to the level of series for the first room and so far look no patch us personal and my gas biopsy will help back to power renovation then size of a buzzer now parts of our cardiovascular see proximal body stomach rest just like a subcardiac area. I saw diffuse thickness on one side, seems like at the lesser curvature, thickness noted with some mucosal changes, multivascular thickness, lagularity, rural, new plastic was inflammatory changes, question line letters, plastica, question by junction, normal Z line, scrotum pressure, patient complication, find a gastro normal, sorry, normal Z line, number two, proximal to the stomach with diffuse thickness on the wall of the subcardial wall of the stomach, gastric wall of the gastric body, proximal wall of the gastric body. Biopsy were taken. It was atypically appearing mucosal thickness, lower line anatomy plastic versus inflammatory changes versus mantle lymphoma versus some sub mucosal pathology happening. Number four. Moderate gastritis, pyloric area. Number five, no evidence of the gastric ulcer depression. Number six, moderate gonitis. Recommendation, await for the proximal body stomach mucosal thickness biopsy. Even if the biopsy comes negative for any neoplastic atypical cells, I'm recommending upper endoscopy ultrasound evaluation of that proximal mucosal thickness. Number two, dual neoplastic versus inflammatory changes, or mantle lymphoma, or rule out line anaplastic plastic. Number two, I with the stern bicycles for helicobacter quality therapy, number three, I a small biopsy, number four, with the stern bicycles positive for helicobacter quality triple therapy. If the pernasky ultrasound comes negative, explain, become a negative for the mucosal thickness, and come negative for any new plastic change in mucosal thickness, then depending on her symptoms resolve with the proton pump inhibitors of caraphate. If it does not resolve, then bring the patient back again for repeated endoscopy or patient we need to do a CT scan, CT enterography for further evaluation to any small bowel disease. Follow 1-2-7. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider and copy Dr. Padamsari. The pressure is December 13th or 22nd. It's December 13th or 22nd. Patient pressure on the complication side. The start patient for tonic 40 milligram daily and caraphate 1 gram TID. Follow 1-2-7.